Officials say cellular telephone network infrastructure that supports 911 emergency calls is inadequate in some parts of Albany County. Lawmakers and emergency responders in Albany County would like to see improvements made to cellular service. They say there are several areas, including what they call a Bermuda Triangle within the suburb of Colony, where calls routinely fail, if they can be placed at all. Sheriff Craig Apple says the connection issues in Colony are horrible.
So what we're going to do is we're reaching out in partnership with the legislature to talk to some of the providers in the area, which there are a multitude of them, and see what we can do to enhance the connectivity. They obviously know there's an issue because if you call and you complain, they're quick to send you a booster. I actually have a booster in my office down in the city of Albany because of constant issues that we're having where we can't connect.
Apple says the push is an outgrowth of the county's improvements connecting police, fire, EMS, and CDTA buses. He adds residents deserve to have reliable cellular service. Officials also cited Slingerlands, Bethlehem, Watervliet, and Cohoes as areas experiencing service interruptions. Albany County Legislature Chair Andrew Joyce says leaders want Apple to hold hearings around the county to determine the severity of the situation. Colony Police Chief Jonathan Teal.
And here in Colony, we get over 30,000 911 calls a year. In the last few years, speaking with my friends with the county, the ratio has shifted. It used to be about 50% of those calls were from landlines and 50% were cell. Now we're looking at probably closer to 80 or 90% cell and 10 or 20% of landline calls. So having that connection, a reliable connection, is critical for the public to get help.
Joyce.
We don't want to be that individual that dials 911 when you need it and have that call dropped. I mean, it's 2018. There's so much resources and infrastructure we can bring to bear to solve the issue. So let's put our heads together as leaders and fix it before it's too late.
Joyce says the initial effort involves fact-finding. He does not rule out legislation as a remedy if cell carriers fail to come up with a fix.
We're looking for recommendations, and if it requires legislation or a budget amendment or something to do with funding, we'll look at it when we get there. But right now, we're kind of at the beginning stages.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.